This one's big enough for the both of us, but for me it's not enough. So we gotta colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon, yeah. Babe. So we gotta colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. For the last song about world leaders in street fashion, we bent the truth quite a bit and would like to announce the following redactions. First, my homie didn't die finally, but he died of laughter. Been shrieking on Die Shasta, he slipped and fell down the fire ladder, but why does that matter? Second, I don't make money like an NFL running back. If I could really turn that jack-o'-lantern to a sports car, why's my driveway look like a pumpkin patch? Third, I'm not that leftist, I didn't that ultraviolet lambast with a code of silence that co-pilots militarized unmanned craft.
And fourth, your hair grows lying to the marble. Standards became pure, a pace to the strippers. Open with papal space to the cavalcades of birthday cakes. And fifth, I don't think the country's run by black and hellions. My business practices are Machiavellian and a rule from a throne of jagged skeleton. And six, I do agree overreaching my locals on every Mars rover with QR codes for card holders and product placements where your charter levels were. And seventh, I can't agree with the anthropy of tycoons, cause this money ain't made for saving children. It's to help me colonize the moon.
Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon, yeah.
Baby.
So we gotta colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon. Colonize the moon, yeah. If you were here for the last song about world leaders in street fashion, we bet the truth like so, and we'd like to announce the following redactions. First, I think all your pertinent points deserve a pantomime slow wink. That's why I greet them all with attaboy, just a data point in the phone prank. Second, I do want your idea of new success to be crew the best, so when you hit those pratfalls assured by past laws, it won't be something even you can detect. Third, I do admit that sexual appetites conflict with ambitions, but it's important that my life resemble Pimp C fanfiction.
And fourth, I can't assume the standing of finger point and I'm a faithful man when I'm a dog who feeds on excess and needs to express his anal gland. And fifth, I had to withhold and never stiff or sold a speck of coca or be quarantined like a broken fever or like a bloated diva with a leather boa. And sixth, our social fabric's been woven into some crazy polymer with men in blue flannels and red flannels who in death rattles through a baby monitor. And seventh, I can't agree with philanthropy of tycoons, cause this money ain't made for saving children. It's a hell. We colonize the moon.
All I've done, all I've seen, cares about you. What else could I be? After all I've done, all I've seen.
Oh. Let me tell you. Kill your penis and wash your mind, cause my story can drown out the chorus line. So put up a chair and pour the wine, and I'll show you how I got here. I fell from a gash in the rain cloud into a bed of jasmine. It's Jasmine's brainchild. I blow up like a gay archbishop in the game cartridges. In a city of plastic bottles, reading graphic novels. In Korea town, eating cheese toast bagels. All my white friends thought I was pre-post racial. All my black friends dressed like heavy D, calculating trendy G's, customizing their own STDs. My parts seem genetically engineered. Hood war corresponded in orthopedic headgear and flannel shirts when the cancel smurfs shed a tear. So I filled my toy chest with left ears. My mom was a dancer, dad was a screenwriter. During their inner hood ceasefire, my name never hit the police wire. Cause my dad's paper can buy a Gucci shop. But my mama spoke of rocks across from the Studio Fox. From there I went from straight A to straight flunk. My number one influence was a crystallized cocaine chunk. So I was going through the motions like a lame duck. Sad cause my mama's hitting keys like Dame Funk. Damn. And wash your mind, cause my story can drown out a chorus nine. So fix your hair and snort your line, and I'll tell you how I got here. I got my sniveling inner child of quarantine, starting to snorkeling, but good livers at age 14. Chillin' villain taught me how to make a record happen. I spent every second rapping, that was better than acting. Then I was up court for the tag, bigger blood sport. So my teen years in LA were cut short. My uncle took me, taught me about imported cheese. Bahia, now I speak Portuguese. We stayed in the villa of his ex-lover. Then like next summer, I went to school abroad. Like I see my daughter in Paris with the daughter of a famous film provocateur. I keep an evil room behind a closet door. Tell him, Mike. Yeah. As a PA, but I found out how much a dream weigh. By selling recordable discs to get by, I was shy with an adorable list. But I put the wedding cake in the cash register, so my headspace became a crab nebula. I was poking my hemorrhoid with sex toys on a driver's witty. His online hustle stays on cyberbully. He finds crowds that you can't inspire fully. His spam box ham hocks on my bullhorn. A hip hop motherfucker and his full form. I do shows for a smile and a pound. No, making baby formula out of the ground. Whoa, I did that shit, homie.
Underneath me.